beauty
and the truth. Bring you the ignorant
and the real. What's it?
What's good?
What's it? What's going on?
What's good with
Shrill?
You? Ain't shit. What's up?
Nigga get to the hump day and looking kind of weary out here. Pull through, beloved.
Arms and chest day, you know, getting big and shit.
Arms and chest day. Niggas really out here in the gym. Yesterday was leg day.
Get my $40 worth, my nigga.
$40?
Oh. Yeah. For the month? Yeah.
Where is this at?
One Life.
You got it.
You got to pay for, you know, for quality.
I guess. Excuse me, bougie. What's up? Another episode of Beauty and the Trill.
We back.
Today's episode is entitled Cut the Hose Off. We do apologize for the tardiness. We recorded yesterday, recorded a whole episode, y'all. 35 minutes and everything. I didn't set the board up right. Silly me. And it just wasn't right. Audio wasn't right. We're going to really try to not have this happen again. This is the second time it's happening. And, you know, I really hate to be black, but here we are.
It's good. They can wait a little bit on it.
Yeah, always. So, KSA.
What you got?
I'm trying to set you up right so you...
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. KSA is this. So, on Twitter, whatever... Many, I'm doing this mouth pop thing, and it's just, I guess I'm on my ratchet.
Stop being a bird.
Being a whole bird. So, you know, ladies on Twitter really be going in on niggas and how much men are trash, because they absolutely are. Men are definitely trash cans, garbage piles. But there's always this one guy that comes out of nowhere with his mattress, his blow-up mattress, and his pillow and his blanket ready to take a nap in your mentions and just camp out there and call you hurt for stating facts. Niggas are trash. So to kind of tie into that, my KSA for today is this. Just because my man treats me like gold does not mean that you not a trash can. I'm going to say it again. Just because my man worships the ground I walk on, he's doing everything, you know, to make me feel like the woman, the gem that I am, does not mean that you, my nigga, are not a pile of stinky garbage. Okay? You're garbage. It's really not much to this KSA. I mean, you garbage, and I'm still going to state the facts. You still out here being trifling to my friends, lying to women, scheming to get coochie, you just being a big pile of trash. And just because my one out of 99% of
y'all, don't save them all.
One doesn't save them all. He's saving me. So that's that. That's my KSA. Very straight to the point. You know what I mean? You a trash can. That's it.
Amen.
Amen. Are you a trash can?
Nope.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Can you wake up, like, for real? Like, seriously.
I'm woke.
You not.
I'm woke. I'm not even doing KSA.
You dry as hell. Anyway.
We get to the juiciness.
Okay. So, let's do bump a dump. We have some heat.
Yeah, we had some heat drop.
Over the weekend, yeah? We had More Life.
Yup.
By who, Trill? Who was More Life by? I'm treating you like a child now.
Drake.
Keep you up. Good job. And then we had the Rick Ross album, Rather You Than Me. And we did agree that Rick Ross be spitting. Let's start with the Rick Ross album, Bump or Dump.
Bump all that shit. Bump all Ross. Nigga Ross got them bars.
Absolutely.
He came with that heat.
You think this is his best album?
I probably would have to go back and listen to some previous ones, but this was a good one. Mm-hmm. You know, I think, you know, a lot of times Ross and I may get slept on because of his previous, you know, his past or what he may have or haven't did, but that nigga spits.
He's pretty nice.
And like we were saying, I mean, that nigga's very, you know, he articulates his shit. Very articulate ass nigga when it comes to them bars. Mm-hmm. And He's with it. Bump.
A great motivational tool. He makes you want to get money.
Yes, he do.
He makes you want to get your stuff together.
You do.
He makes you want to respectfully call out the niggas that's been doing you dirty.
Yeah.
So kudos to Ross. Definitely a bump. More Life. I've been bumping that. I've been trying to spend time with both of these projects.
Yeah,
equally.
That's what I've been going back and forth between the two of them.
Yeah, especially but that my More Life. That More Life got me. It really got me. I really like Drake. I'm a Drake fan.
Yeah, all day.
So we can agree that that's a bump as well, right?
Oh, hell yeah, of course.
What's your favorite song on that project? Can you remember? Pull it up. Yeah, let's pull it up. Let's bring the facts here. While you looking, my favorite would have to be, I mean, it's a lot. I like Free Smoke a lot.
I do.
I like,
I might gotta go Sacrifices as my favorite.
Yeah, I can see you liking Sacrifices.
Cause Chains, man, 2 Chains.
He be spitting low key.
I really gotta have this discussion about whether 2 Chains is top 10, dead or alive. Like,
we got to. And it's crazy because I really didn't think that we would get here. With Chains, 2 Chains, no shade.
Chains fucking spits.
Yeah, he gets off. He gets off. It makes you think, like, dang, 2
Chains. It was something like somebody said on Twitter, like, yo, no one has ever watched 2 Chains, watched them on a verse.
That's
like,
true. For real. I just feel disappointed that I'm just now realizing it, that he's pretty nice. He's pretty nice. Yeah, I like Sacrifices. I like Portland a lot. You know what? I give Drake kudos because he can mesh well with any artist that he kind of that he.
Like we were saying, a nigga actually made Young Thug
articulate. Oh like my god!
Niggas don't even gotta go to Rap Genius to look to see what the fuck Young Thug said. Like niggas you heard you heard his every bar, his every word.
You said Drake gave him speech therapy.
And nigga gave that nigga got him a hooked on phonics and shit. That nigga Young Thug really was.
He enunciated. I'm very very proud of this whole entire project. So yes, bump bump bumpity bump bump bump. Bert?
Hey! What? This shit, because Quavo on this shit or whatever, they was like, yo, they hit up, Drake hit Quavo up to go do the verse and then take off and Offset grab their coats too. What are you doing? What are you doing,
bro? Oh no, baby, what are you doing?
Like, nah, this just me. This just me, guy.
Y'all gotta chill off that meme. Oh no, baby, what are you doing? That is so funny to me.
Oh shit.
Oh my goodness.
Don't do them niggas like that.
Don't do them niggas
like
that.
Just want room for all three of them niggas.
You know what I'm saying? So, alright, cool. Alright, moving on to No Shade. I got some heat today. So, if you've been on Twitter all day, I don't know what Facebook be doing. I would say if you've been on Facebook, but Facebook probably gonna get this controversy in 2 weeks. Right. So, if you've been on Twitter, then you are up to date. You know, Dave Chappelle just dropped his 2 comedy series.
Have you had a chance to peep that?
I haven't. I'm sorry. And it's not a comedy series. It's comedy specials. I have not been able to peep it. It is on Netflix. But knowing Dave Chappelle, he's never been safe with his comedy. So
I feel like as a comedian, you shouldn't, though. That's why I really don't feel the bad. You're a comedian. Like, I feel like as a comedian, nothing is off. Racism, trans, nothing is off. Everybody can get jokes.
Yeah.
Everybody can get it.
So
it doesn't matter.
I'll tell you exactly what we're talking about. So he dropped his comedy series, and it's a lot of backlash because he joked about the LGBT community and then women. And so a lot of people are saying, you know, he went too far. He offended some people. And then other people are like, shut up. It's comedy.
Exactly.
I see stuff like this, I be like stuck in the middle because I understand. I have empathy. I'm a very empathetic person. I understand everybody's views. I'm not easily offended, like talking about. I don't know, man. It's comedy.
It's comedy.
Like, I feel like people been being
I said so earlier, like Eddie Murphy, like if you go to his old shit like Raw or Delirious, is one of them. Like Eddie Murphy used to go the fuck in.
Absolutely.
I used to straight, like, he fried the fuck out of Michael Jackson. Absolutely. And this was back then. Yeah. Calling niggas faggots and all types of shit. And this nigga, like somebody said, like, nigga ended up on Disney Channel.
Mm-hmm.
So like
back in the day, comedy niggas really did used to go in on
go
like,
the fuck in
gay people.
They used to like, so I mean,
I don't know if it's offensive or people are just newly offended about everything. I don't know. I think with your art, you should not be so censored with your art, whether it's comedy, rather it's music, rather it's whatever.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
It's comedy, B.
So that's that. Moving forward, Colin Kaepernick did a whole clapback at Donald Trump. So Donald Trump recently said something about Colin Kaepernick and about how he's unemployed or what have you. So Colin Kaepernick clapped back and donated $50,000 to Meals on Wheels, which if you've been keeping up with the news, Trump has been proposing to cut funding from Meals on Wheels. $23 million to be exact. I'm sorry. He plans on cutting nearly 23 million meals from seniors and veterans. Like, dog. I don't know. So yeah, there's that. Kudos to Colin Kaepernick. You clap back with a check, okay?
Exactly. Money talks.
Yes, it sure does. Moving forward, this is a rumor for real, because TMZ is saying that Taraji P. Henson and Nia Long are not getting along on the set of Empire.
Okay.
You know, Nia is, if you didn't know, Nia's coming to play Lucius Lyon's old school ex-girlfriend, one of them, in the upcoming season.
They be bringing the heavy hitters. I don't watch Empire really anymore, but they be getting some niggas
they
on
do.
That shit.
They do. They do. So, according to TMZ, Nia Long has been rude, extremely rude to the folks in hair, makeup, and wardrobe. None of which Taraji allegedly took too kindly to.
Taraji gonna beat her ass. She better stop.
She from DC too. Things allegedly got so contentious that the women would not speak to one another, and their scenes had to be shot separately. But Nia's rep is denying all of this.
I can imagine just the pettiness in the between them two.
If it's really real.
If it's true, yeah.
Yeah. So Nia's rep is saying, quote, "This story is complete nonsense. Throughout her long established career, Nia has been nothing but a consummate professional, treating all members of productions with respect. This is nothing but another complete fabrication about series that has been plagued by constant rumors of drama and misconduct," end quote. That long established career, that's like receipts, like, meh. So I hope this is not true because, I mean, I don't want black women, you know.
Yeah, the beef. But
yeah,
hey,
that's whack. That's super whack. Moving forward, Naturi Naughton, you know her as Ghost's wife, Tasha.
Yeah.
On Power. She's expecting her first child or her chocolate
Sean
cell.
Baby.
That is, shut up. So she told People exclusively, quote, "It's been a little surreal, but I feel really good, healthy, and strong. I feel like being pregnant and entering this new stage has made me stronger and more excited about life in general. Everything seems so much more purposeful." Yes, Nateri. She's on vacation now with her and her boo, her bae. I believe this is her husband.
Is he a baseball player or something?
I don't know what this nigga is. His name is Ben. I should have done my research on that. I don't know what he is.
He's going to baseball hat and jersey.
Maybe they had a game. I don't know.
They had a game.
Do niggas still do that? Wear baseball hats and jerseys to games? Or is that pretty corny?
I'm going to let him go. Okay. I'm going to let him rock. Maybe.
Great. Look at her, though. She is glowing. She looks great. I love this chocolate skin. Not a flaw on it. So congratulations to her. Yes. I love that. So that has been your No Shade segment. You are all up to date. Which one you want to do? Moves?
Yeah, we can do the moves this weekend.
Okay.
I said Friday we might hit MPs possibly. Sunday, it's a day party there. They're celebrating birthdays, and I'm a homegirl, Shalonda.
Oh yes.
Shout out to Londa, birthday.
Yeah, shout out to you, Londa.
Her birthday day party is gonna be an origami on Sunday, 4 to 8. You can get tickets. If you want a ticket or something, I think they're like 15 right now. You can hit me on Twitter. I'll send you the link or whatever. But it's Aries day party Sunday on Sunday, March 26th from 4 to 8. So y'all come out to there. Most likely I will be there.
Okay.
At the day party Sunday. And you got anything, any moves, any?
I don't have any moves. No, I'll be in Richmond.
All right. Cool. jobs. There's a customer service representative position for USI Insurance Services in Norfolk. That's USI Insurance Services customer service position. And Auto Glass Now in Portsmouth, Virginia is hiring for a customer service representative as well. So those are two jobs that are hiring.
Right.
So yeah.
Okay. Actually, I'll be in Richmond on Saturday, so I might hit up. I'm going to Londa's thing with you on Sunday.
I bet.
That'll work. Cool beans. All right. So, cut them hoes off. Cut them hoes off. Why would you want to cut hoes off? Tell me, Trill. Why would you personally want to cut hoes off?
Well, of course, you know, the first reason you cut hoes off when, you know, you find someone that is worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You cut them off. Or, you know, they're not falling in line with what you have
with the agenda
in store. Yeah, with the if they're not with the if they're not getting with the program, baby girl got to get cut from the show. You an alto, but you're trying to sing soprano, baby girl. No, baby girl. Yeah, you are an alto. I'm gonna need you to stay. I'm gonna need you to stay in this alto.
Do they get warnings? Like, baby, you singing off key.
Yeah, yeah. You let them know. You know, I can come from church background, so you know when the choir director, like, you shut off the music. What is you doing? Oh no, baby. What is you doing? What is you doing? Stop playing the music.
Oh no, baby.
You just gotta bring everybody back in line. So you know when they're not falling in line, you know, with the agenda, you know, with their role, they gotta go.
Word.
Like you, what are you, you know, cutting hoes off? What is?
I would cut hoes off for those reasons as well. I would cut hoes off because, yeah, it's time. It's time to make moves with one particular person. He's ready to make moves like that. So if he's with it, I'm with it. We could cut the hoes off. Yeah, cut hoes off if they're not falling in line, like you're not consistent. Mm-hmm. Like you said, you're not playing your part correctly. Like you the running back and. I don't know nothing about football. So I don't know what I was saying. It stops there.
You had me too.
You were ready. That's all I got. Running back, and you not being a running back.
Damn.
But yeah, too. Right. Nah, nigga, you know better. But yeah, stuff like that. But you know what? There are other reasons other than somebody else is coming in the picture for why you would cut hoes off. Like if you just wanted to take a self. Evaluation, introspection. Okay. Have you heard of men doing that?
That was on the tip of my tongue. I don't think niggas do that.
Really? I don't think niggas do that neither. I mean,
I've done it, but I was still hitting something on the side. Like
that's
I was not
doing
go,
it.
Oh well.
I'm talking about dating hiatus, sex hiatus. Sex hiatus. You just shut everybody out for a minute and you gather yourself.
I might be able to do it for like 5 days, but I just like to have fun. And I love being in the company of like another woman. I think sometimes it's like understated. Mm-hmm. Like being with the opposite sex and just having, like I just, you know, I really enjoy that. So I don't know if I ever want to do that.
And I want to stress that men need women as much as y'all claim.
We do.
Y'all really need women. Y'all need
and
women,
I love women so.
In the romantic sense. I think y'all need women family sense. Y'all need women for friendships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just bombs.
Yeah, so none of that hiatus shit for me. You know, I need, baby, what you doing this weekend?
Who you want to waste money on? I saw that tweet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. That's a whole nother motherfucking episode.
Yes, it is. And we're going to have to get... Let's do that next week. Yeah, man. So, the hoes. How many hoes... Have you ever got to the point where, like, most of your hoes is acting up? So, everybody is begging to be cut off.
Everybody.
Can you do that?
What, nigga? I will cut... Hey, every bitch gone. And start from motherfucking scratch. Everybody gone.
You got it like that?
Everybody gone.
That's lit. How many hoes do you have in the stable at one time on an average? I'm just curious.
Oh, I'll probably say the most I may have in the stable maybe be like 5.
Wow, you're a busy guy.
And this is all hypothetically speaking here. This is all hypothetically speaking here. Because right now, you know, I really don't have, you know, between the gym,
so
between this, I really don't have time for, you know, for multiple women. The son, I don't have time for all these. Well, I think the most I could do right now maybe would be 3.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I'm a busy man taking on new shit, new projects and stuff like that.
Yeah, you got to record now for this.
All types of shit. So,
right now on a busy season. 3.
Yeah, 3.
When you don't got that much to do, 5. You a busy guy.
Business booming, 5.
You a busy guy. Are you hitting all of these women or? Hypothetically speaking, of course.
Yeah, hypothetically speaking. Potentially. But honestly, you know, if one is doing me right, then I might not even need the other two. Normally when you have multiple hoes, it's because they all have, you know, they're lacking where others is, you know.
This is true.
Yeah. So if I have multiple, so maybe one is distant. Maybe one, you know, is busy. Maybe this one maybe got a on and off again nigga. So she not really all the way there all the time. So everybody come with their shit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a lot the fuck of it.
Break it down for me. What kind of different purposes would your hoes have?
Oh, you might got.
You got a fool hoe?
No. Or you might got a junk that don't really like to go out. Not even don't like to go out, but maybe just doesn't really go out that much. And it's a junk that you can just go over there and chill with. She might cook for you, go over there and kick it with
that's a good one.
Y'all, that's a real good one. Mm-hmm. Then you might got the one that do like to go out. So y'all hit her up, y'all will go out, y'all will do that. And then you got your one that you're never going to take out or nothing. You just tell her to come through. Mm. You got that. So that's 3. Okay. That's pretty much the main.
The main 3.
And then you might even have one, you know, if you really probably, you might got one that like to trick on you. They're like, hey, where you at?
You know what? That's really good.
Yeah.
You're good at this.
You might get one that'll hit you up and take you out, take you to the movies, come throw you some net.
The tricky one.
Yeah, the tricky one.
Yeah. The sugar mama type. Yeah. Okay, cool. For women, the type of hoes you may have, you might have a food nigga.
I know y'all got a food nigga. Because I was a nigga that's
really
to take y'all
had
eat.
A food nigga. I don't really like using people. I can't do
so
it.
So you could have had a food nigga.
I could have had plenty of food niggas. Yeah. I just
He was just like, no.
Yeah, I was just like, no, I don't want to do that. Like, I would like to actually like your company while I'm eating with you instead of, you know what I mean? I just can't rock like that. So, you got your food, nigga. I would say you have your main thing, somebody that you wish would wife you, but he playing. if we being frank, ladies, yeah. I mean, like, you know, mm-hmm. let's be real. You might have one that, you know, the same thing with you. Like, he like to spend a little check, not just on food. You know, he probably be, you know, getting sections and things like that. He always inviting you out to the sections. Mm-hmm. He like to show you off, you know, that type of nigga. And that's three. I won't say I can't. But I really probably never had three or four in the stable. You might have a long distance joint, your little Twitter joint that you met on Twitter. Mm-hmm. You probably
that. That is one that's gonna see the news, the one that you be playing with about flyouts
exactly,
and shit.
Exactly, the one that live in Atlanta or Charlotte or Houston or what have you. You know,
the long distance one is always good. The one that you.
And you might have a little hoe that your ex joint that still is in love with you or claim that he in love with you. And, you know, y'all be playing. Y'all really ain't make nothing happen. But, you know, somebody you hit up when you need attention and tell you how great you are.
Very true.
Yeah. So that might be the hoes in the stable. Real talk.
So then the next point is cutting them off when you got somebody.
Mm-hmm.
With my feeling that women should cut their hoes off first.
You feel like women should cut their hoes off first?
Yes, of course. Because I feel like it's easier if you fucking with a real nigga, it's easier for y'all to get your hoes back. It's much easier for you. If you fucking with a real ass nigga, it is easy for you to have a boyfriend, break up, and then hit your nigga next day like, what's good? Like a nigga like me not really asking a lot of questions. I'm like, okay, is you rolling? Bitch, I might be. You know what I mean? And yeah, she rolling. But like a nigga, if you cut off a quality chick, mm-hmm. she's gonna ask you 1,000. Oh, so you back wait, now? Wait, what happened back? To her? She right. won a motherfucking essay.
Why you
why
want me back?
She should. Yeah.
Why you here?
And then you try to hit the kicker. She be like, maybe.
So
like,
what you gonna do to prove it?
Yeah, exactly. All this extra easy. Bullshit. It's not easy to cut off a quality woman and then try to just get a belt like that. She's gonna. She's probably gone.
Okay,
and if she's single,
she's
not gonna really act like that shit. She it's not gonna be as easy as it was the first time. Niggas though, like a real ass nigga, not really asking you. He might hit you. Also, what happened with you and so and so? Sometimes. I don't really ask that. At the end of the day, I don't even really care. Just come and give me that pussy.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
I don't give a fuck what happened to that nigga.
You know what? You have a point because absolutely, you cut me off without explanation.
Yeah.
And then you try to hit me up later, exactly. like months later or weeks later, like ain't nothing happened. Absolutely. First of all, you might not even get a text back.
Exactly.
And by might not, I mean 95% chance. Like, why is you hitting me up? Or I might hit you with the LOL, you funny, get off my line or something
exactly.
like that. But, if I care enough or if I'm bored enough, I'm asking you questions. Where you been at? Like, what you, like, nigga.
Yeah, what happened with you? Especially if you posted a pic with the chick. Oh, so what happened with you with
so-and-so? I'm not texting you back if you did all that.
Oh, shit.
But the other way around, yes, you do have a point. If me personally, if I cut off all my hoes for somebody and then I come back and I'm like, what's up? Like, let's hang out. I don't think it will be a problem at all.
It's
like,
not.
Niggas be like, all right, when, where?
Exactly. Niggas not going to be fucking salty. Like, oh, no, you, oh, nigga. Stop being a bitch.
Absolutely. When was the last time you had to cut off hoes?
I don't know. Hoes cut themselves off.
Okay.
I don't think I've cut any off.
So it's been a while. I'll take it if you can't remember.
It's been a while since I had one person. I'm like, fuck it. I ain't fucking with nobody else.
Can we backtrack on what you just said about women? The woman has to cut her hoes off first for you in order for you to cut yours off. Now, what if I'm taking it that she should have that conversation with you first before she start cutting them off?
Yeah.
To make sure you on the same page.
Yeah.
Because if she cut all them joints off and then...
If you cut all... Like, I feel like I'm a pretty fair guy. If I see you giving me all, you cut off all your niggas, then fuck it. Because obviously, if you're not fucking with no other niggas, then that means that you're pretty much available for me to... We can pretty much do whatever because ain't you not really going out with no other niggas. So at that point, if most of all your free time's with me, like I said,
that's
my hoe's going to get cut off. Anyway,
I'm
not going to be ditching you to go chill with. Just not going to be trying to get on new joints because that'll be, you know, a hit or miss type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got the for sure pussy. So
you got the for sure pussy.
Yeah.
And then this pussy that you got to work on.
Yeah, nah. You going to... I'm going to roll with...
Men logic
consistent.
Is just so, like...
It's tough, but, you know, it does make sense sometimes.
It makes sense sometimes in y'all mind because I think I'm a man whisperer. Like, y'all really trash, but I understand where y'all coming from. It doesn't mean I agree and it doesn't mean, like, I'm trying to... justify it, but
yeah.
I be understanding what y'all be trying to say with y'all little peanut brains.
oh shit.
So yeah, so girl, I mean, I don't know. I don't believe that I gotta cut my hoes off first. My little baby that I got now, my boyfriend, He wanted me to cut mine off first. I think it's real. I think it's really real when a nigga come to you first and be like, I don't want to see you with nobody else. I think it's real then.
Man, they gonna say that shit any fucking way.
Yeah,
I say that shit. I mean, at the end of the day, do you really want one? Like, at the end of the day, I want to have 10 hoes. I don't want none of them. So just fuck with me.
I want 10 hoes. I don't want you to mess with nobody. Exactly. Niggas, yeah, that is nigga.
Then again, sometimes I do want, like, bitch, go find you another nigga to bother. Because
you worse
you worse them as hell. So sometimes you do want one of your joints to go. Like, yo, I got a homie for you.
Mm-hmm. I got a homie for you. Wow, you passing her.
Like, sometimes you do want them to find somebody else.
But it's real when niggas are.
Especially the begging assholes.
It's real when niggas say it and then they follow up with action. Cause for real, we not gonna be talking and then you telling me you don't want me to talk to nobody else. Like, okay.
Yeah.
So what you about to do about it? Oh, nothing. Oh, okay. So I'm gonna keep texting these 10 niggas on my phone.
Word.
My food nigga, my ex nigga, all them niggas. So yeah. Word.
And then another thing, it's just annoying to get hoes back. So if I cut off my hoes and then you bullshit, like, bitch, you owe me some hoes, you owe me some bread. Like I said earlier about the small claims court, I think I'm taking you claims court with some hoes. So I cut off hoes.
Tell them what you tweeted. Actually, I'll tell them right now.
Yeah.
I'm sick of you. I really am. I don't even know. Y'all really have to follow Trill on Twitter. Trill be going in. I think I go in for the ladies. You might be entertained by me, but you will really be entertained by Trill only because...
I've been on some other shit this week.
You really have. This whole week. And I think a little bit last week too. Hold on. If you don't get no pussy after 3 dates, gotta take that B word to small claims court, end quote. Niggas gonna sue you.
Small claims. Bitch, I'm lawyered up.
Nigga gonna judge Judy.
Bitch, I'm lawyered up.
Your Honor, I'm here today.
Serious as a motherfucking heart attack too, with my glasses on and suit
and tie. Nigga got a briefcase. Your Honor, these are the receipts from the dates that we've been going on.
Uh-huh. And gas mileage, new fits that I cop, everything, bitch, itemized.
Itemized list. And she has not returned my investment. You are trash.
Small claims.
You are super trash.
Small claims, baby.
Yeah, man. So cut the hose off. Here's my advice to you all. If you ready for her to cut the hoes off or for him to cut the hoes off. But really, really, I'm talking to you, fellas. If you don't want her to be with nobody else and you serious about it, you're going to have to make moves. And by moves, I mean, I finished my thought. By moves, I mean, you're going to have to claim her. Be in a whole relationship. Be her boyfriend.
Throw Instagram and Snapchat and shit.
Be her boyfriend. Be her girlfriend. I mean, you know, make her your girlfriend. Yes. Okay, ladies, do not fall for that exclusively talking stuff. I've done it before when niggas would be like, I don't want to see you with nobody else. Can you cut everybody off? And you automatically thinking, okay, so the next step will be he's going to be my boyfriend. Niggas will drag that on for 7 to 8 months. Next thing you know, you in the whole situationship, girl. So if a nigga is proposing that, if he keeps saying, because my boyfriend said that for like 3 days, and I'm like, okay, my nigga, what are you going to do about it? And he did something about it. Woo. But
talk that talk, real nigga.
Real, absolutely. But girl, if he's saying that to you, be like, nigga, what you got to do about it? Because until then, I'm a single woman, and I could do as I please.
Yeah. For me, though, the real always prevails, so I'm not even really asking no girl to cut off no hoes. When you fucking with a real nigga, we making moves, like, automatically, like, you not really trying to fuck with no lame-ass niggas. Like, the real wins. The yeah. Trill wins in the
I
end.
I agree.
So I ain't asking you to do shit. If you gonna do it, know what I mean, go ahead and do that shit. If you not, then, oh, well, fuck it. Come on, now. It's me we're talking about here.
If you not doing
it. I've been saying that a lot lately, too.
Yeah, you've been really fully yourself.
It's me we're talking about here.
I'm here for it. You know I'm here for a nice little ego stroke. And stroke your ego. Why not? Who else? So, yeah, there you go. There you have it. Cut your hoes off. We do have a BNT letter today.
What we got?
It's a really good one. Here we go. Dear Beauty and the Trill, my girlfriend lives out of state where she is attending school. I love her and I would like to marry her one day, but I'm not really feeling this long distance thing anymore. I don't want to hurt her, but I don't want to hurt her, but I want to tell her the truth. Should I stick it out or end it? Trill, what do you say?
Say, get your little side piece of pussy.
And
and when she's ready to graduate, whatever she do, then y'all will be good.
Oh my gosh.
Nah, for real though. Stick that shit out. For real, stop being a bitch, man.
There you go.
Did a guy send us this or is this a girl sending
this? This is a guy.
Yeah. Stop being a bitch. Man up. Be strong for your shorty while she's away. She doesn't need your
She don't need it.
And she doesn't need that. She's in school doing whatever. She don't need that.
She got a paper due.
Exactly. She don't need to be worrying about you might go and get some other ass because you're worried about. Go pull up to her school, get a hotel room, get your coin up, do whatever you need to do. Go visit twice a month and be her support. FaceTime, you know, if you need traveling or flights and shit like that. Hit Kilo up. I know she has great, nigga, can point you in the right direction if you need to get somewhere. Just, you know, be her support. She doesn't need this shit. We don't need this shit on our, this negativity.
We don't need
it on our show. So just be there. So just be there for her, my nigga. And you got a good one. She's in school. She can be, you know, she can get that degree.
I'm very proud of you, Trill.
Keep her straight.
I am very proud of you. Yeah. What a manly, real nigga answer.
Yeah. It ain't shit, man.
That girl is getting her degree, okay? She is writing them papers.
Yeah.
She is doing what she has to do to secure her future. Do you want a bum trick to be home with you? Not doing nothing? She's out there getting what she needs. You don't need to be her stress. You need to be her peace.
Okay? Now, she in law school. She going to be a while, so you might be hollering this out. Because it's going to be it's gonna be a long couple years for this shit. But, yeah, she getting her undergraduate master's. And no, she getting a master's. It's only like 2 years, I think. So, you better shut the fuck up.
You better shut.
And college goes quick. They have breaks. College goes like that. Yes. She about to be out what, in May?
Yeah.
You at the crib. So,
so, shut up.
Calm down. Be strong.
Relax.
You don't have no problem until she starts not feeling the distance.
Exactly.
That's when you're going to have some issues.
Yes.
So I suggest you
just be quiet. Beat your meat for a little bit. Do what you got to do.
Get them one of them little new ass things that they got.
I think this one that just came out be throwing it back.
Yeah, the Ass Blaster 3000.
Come on, man. Come on.
Get you an Ass Blaster 3000. And it's just kind of fat, too.
No, y'all go out of pocket.
Yeah, that's wild.
Side note, Bubs had tweeted, if they get a toy that talk stuff to talk dirty and know how to ride, then we're really out of here. Oh, we are out of here.
And throw the neck.
Throwing the neck too.
Get your neck protector 1600. Oh my god.
We're out of here. No, thank you for writing us or whatever. Oh, you know what? I would want my man to tell me everything that's on his mind. I'm all about honesty. I'm all about transparency. I don't care if it would hurt my feelings or what. I want us to be open. So I would, if I was, I don't know how she works though, but if you were my man, I would want you to tell me, babe, you know, it's getting hard. You know, and
you have
then
to respectfully tell that nigga the man the fuck up.
I will tell him that, and then I will also ask him, you know, what do you need me to do other than get this degree and try to secure my bag, and you to shut the hell up? Like, what do you like? Let's work this out.
That's the last. Like, when you're along this relationship, that's the last thing you're trying to hear.
Yes, that's the last thing you're trying to hear.
That's the last thing you're trying to hear.
Do you need news?
I can't
like
do
what?
This.
Like, pay for my ticket to come home right quick. Like,
first of all, y'all know what you're getting into. Yeah.
So I mean,
Come with another problem. It's not gonna be.
Get in your bag. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that has been your BNT letter. If you want to submit any questions, comments, concern, it doesn't really have to be advice. Like, you could just be like, what y'all think about this?
Yeah.
And you know, we'll laugh about it. We'll give our ignorantly classy, bougie, ratchet side note on it. Go ahead and hit us up in our DMs on Twitter @BeautyAndTrill or email us at beautyandthetrill@gmail.com. Yes.
Word.
So that's been another episode of Beauty and the Trill. Look at us sounding so professional.
And we appreciate all the listeners and all the retweets and all the support. Oh, and yes. Again, go make sure y'all send reviews.
Yes, there you go.
Go to reviews. We'll post how to do that. It's real easy on iTunes to review. And like I said, we appreciate everybody, all the retweets and all the love and all of that shit.
And spread the word. Like I said last.
Yeah, tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tell a friend to tell a friend. Yeah.
Tell a hoe.
Tell a hoe to tell a. All right, Trill, you good?
Yeah, we out. We'll holler at y'all next week. Take two.